Del Walmsley, Sunday mornings at 9.
When you decide to make something happen in your life, when you focus your attention on it, it will occur.
It's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
You are the solution to your problem, the solution to your challenge.
The way to wealth is right here.
You are the power and the embodiment of success. All you have to do is take the actions required to get there.
The best of Del Walmsley, Sunday mornings at 9 on the Biz Radio Network.
All right, we're back with Bar Talk, Sex, Laws, and Audio Tape without the sex. Lawyers that don't, what was it, suck?
Lawyers that don't suck,
okay.
Daphne. Often people believe that lawyers suck.
All right. Okay. This is Daphne Patterson and Scott Boats. Just for a few minutes that we have left, we're going to chat about two specific lists we haven't talked about. One of them, just because the title itself scares me, the unverified list. Now in the world, are you supposed to know that you're on the unverified list and that maybe one of the companies that you're dealing with is on the unverified list with that name? Well, what that list means is this is folks that are receiving folks overseas and other countries, companies, individuals who receive exports from the U.S., but don't allow the U.S. to verify for whatever reason. They just, don't want the U.S. coming in their business, or maybe they're doing something suspicious. They don't want the U.S. verifying what they're using it for. They list what it is. They want the U.S. to take that at face value. So these folks sit on what's called the unverified list. Now, you're not actually prohibited from trading with folks on the unverified list, but if you decide to trade with them, you have to figure out if they're using the items properly and not for proliferation or anything else that we in the U.S. think is bad. So it's your job to figure that out. Now, that seemed ridiculous to me. If you're going to trade with somebody and you have to prove that they're not a bad guy before you trade with them, but that's that list. Doesn't that sound ridiculous to you, Scott?
It's something that people should be aware of, but it's kind of the day and age we live in.
That you have to prove it? I mean, you're going to go outside right now
and prove a negative, right?
Let's say you're going to probate an estate for somebody who's dealing narcotics.
But
are you going to have to figure that out?
Legitimate, but
no.
That's a joke. But what
really?
You raise a very important concern that people who are trading outside the United States need to know. Even my colleague David.
Well, and let's say if you were in your business today, this kind of is an important parallel here. You as a probate lawyer, can you probate an estate for a drug dealer? He's a bad guy, right?
Well, he's dead. Why can't I probate his estate? I mean, if he's alive, I can't probate.
Yeah.
If he needs a guardian, get a guardian for
couldn't you do
the drug dealer?
You could contract with him, right?
Could.
You're contracting for something legitimate.
Parents patriae doctrine of Western law. Yeah.
So even if these people were
probate
bad guys.
Judge got to take responsibility for the drug dealer.
Oh, well, okay.
In his estate.
Well, and we have judges who have trouble with their children. It's also, do they not allow them into the house again?
Write some stories about how the appointed lawyer is charging too much to the drug dealer's family. But anyway, Daphne, I know it is it doesn't always make sense. But for someone like me, and my clients typically don't raise these red flags. But my friend and colleague. Go ahead.
That kind of gets to that point you said earlier. Who's getting prosecuted?
That's right.
Your
that's
clients
true.
Aren't going to be on that list of people that the U.S. is scared of.
That's right.
Or worried about.
But I tell you, maybe you ought to know. if you're sending stuff over to Iran or perhaps China and other places, it's just you got to know about these things.
Gets to it. What is it? There's some more controls about what you can deal with. Now,
right.
Stuff includes, by the way, financial services. You're an accounting firm. You are a lender. You need to be concerned about this, too, because those services are an issue, are controlled under the export control laws. Your mind is controlled. Well, I don't know, maybe not yours, Scott, but maybe all our listeners, your minds out there are controlled by these export control laws. Now, there's, and it kind of brings me to another list that is in the U.S. munitions list. This list kind of scares me a little bit, too, because I think of, bullets, things that are kind of easy, guns.
Right. A munition should be clear to
be pretty easy.
Define,
but,
right.
They leave that open. The State Department wants to make the decision what that is, so they get to designate if a technology is a munition or not. And I got a feeling that it's going to come out to be whatever they want it to in order to prosecute who they want it to.
These are dangerous times, though. Some of this stuff, I understand the point. Law should be clear. That's what due process and equal protection is fundamentally about. You ought to be able to figure out what it is you're violating and when it is you're close to violating it. But, you know, in defense of those who are defending, who are prosecuting.
Are you saying this for my dad's benefit?
For your dad and all other Rush Limbaugh listeners. Got to give him some leeway, it seems to me.
But, the definition is something like forgings, castings, and machined bodies, whatever those are. I'm sure you gun people know what that means. I mean, it should mean something related to guns. But and then there's new technology that's also included. And where they're going with that is technology that could run weapons and run nuclear weapons in particular, I think, is the ones they're concerned about, at least when they're in certain countries. They're not concerned about ours, are they?
Not Daphne.
Not supposed to be concerned about ours, are we?
We do have the Second Amendment here.
Now, I suspect
maybe inconvenient for some, but we do have it. But you're raising some good points, and we're just throwing back and forth with each other this these differences that we have sometimes as lawyers in trying to define some of these terms. I agree, that is a scary title to that unverified list.
The unverified list and munitions without a title. But what we would do if we were trying to analyze this for someone and we couldn't tell for sure if a particular item could be exported or if we could export to a particular person, if we were having trouble comprehending the list, we would go and get a decision. And that's something we can do. We can go get a decision from the federal government beforehand of what that is. So there are ways to make that determination. Some cases, not just from reading the law, but we can figure it out whether it's from reading the law or whether it's from submitting a request for a formal administrative decision. We can do that. Now those were two of the lists I was concerned about. There are a series of other lists, and as we've said, if you are dealing in export business with any country and even Mexico. I understand Scott's mentioning that hopefully it's not as much of a concern with Mexico, but as the politics in that relationship are adjusting on a daily basis, you need to be concerned in any type of export business with what you're doing. Now, we don't want to be stopping free enterprise. We're just trying to help you figure out how to make sure you do it without going to prison. In fact, we're obviously,
or being taken for a ride. You can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. The cost, the expense, the hassle, of the problems associated with being targeted.
Yes. And targeted is what happens. You get a letter from the federal government that says you are hereby targeted in a federal investigation. You need to call somebody. That can happen. Now, we want to talk a minute or two about what's coming up, right? And we want to talk about that.
Daphne. And we want people also, we want everyone to contact us. If you have questions about a topic in the future or in the past, make sure you email us. You can email myself. You can go to my website, scottboates.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-B-O-A-T-E-S. And send me an email. Daphne, how can they reach you by email?
Actually, you can do the same thing. My website is defendingtruthandjustice.com, or you can, if you type my name in, the website comes up. If you type Defending Truth and Justice, you have to do it without spaces to make my name come up, which is silly, but that's about truth and justice. I'm sure the government's controlling that too somehow. But or you can just email me at dpattison@cableone.net. And if you have any ideas for future shows, we'll entertain those as well.
But we will. And Daphne, you and I talk a lot about how this show is going to transpire. And we want people to be responsive to the way we talk about these issues. But we have issues coming up that maybe might not be as federalized as import-export stuff. We probably won't touch on the war on terror. When we talk about the family fight, death, dying, and the family. That's coming up. I think that's actually our Halloween show, Daphne.
That's right. You did want to put death on the Halloween show. And I won't be here for that show. That'll be you and Arturo, right?
Arturo and I will be here. And the week before that, which is actually 2 weeks from now, Arturo and I will be here talking about his specialty, which I believe is going to be an estate planning show. I'll have to keep my cynicism about living trusts to myself, because as you know, I think that living trusts are the bastard children of law and sales, financial sales, and that you really don't need living trusts. But I know that there's so many good lawyers out there who vehemently disagree with me.
You're going to keep that to yourself when you're talking to Arturo?
I will.
Okay.
However,
and
next week you and I come back. The yin and the yang, got that that male-female dynamic going on with me and Daphne. And we're going to be talking about the law of love. We're talking about marriage and getting out of marriage and what you need to do if you're going into marriage, that prenup, postnup type stuff. Get your baby mamas, get your baby daddies, get your babies together. Turn down the sound on that football game and listen to me and Daphne talk about the law of love next week. We're doing that divorce thing and all that. But make sure you contact us. We want to hear from you. We care about everything because we're lawyers who don't suck. This is Bar Talk. Sex, laws, and audio tape without the sex. Lawyers who don't suck. I'm Scott Boats.
And Daphne Patterson. And we'll talk to you again next week.
You're listening to the Biz Radio Network.
Welcome to beautiful Houston, Texas. Every